The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive getting kicked off here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Coming to you live this afternoon from Corner 16, where the smorgasbord has already begun. Ladies and gentlemen, do not put your hands near Brandon Orick's mouth. You will surely lose them this afternoon. Brandon, what was that thing you just demolished before we came on the air?
That would be the Rocky Top Hot Brown.
The Rocky Top Hot Brown. And what exactly is the Rocky Top Hot Brown? What does that consist of? Tell our audience.
I'm going to read you straight from the menu. Uh-huh. I might need your help on the pronunciation here.
Okay.
Grilled challah bread.
Challah bread.
Topped with
your throat, buddy.
Topped with sliced roasted turkey,
mm-hmm.
Thick sliced special house bacon, Mornay sauce, fried egg,
ooh,
and tomato.
Ooh, that thing! Like when he told it to me.
So when are you gonna eat again? Halftime?
maybe tomorrow, sometime later in the week.
I might eat after the game tonight.
All right, Russ, go ahead. Sorry,
Bray would be taking off a little early. He's going to cover the game for The Drive this afternoon. Vanderbilt in town, and on the surface doesn't sound like much of a game, but you'll remember what happened a couple of weeks ago is we're being honest with us. We should have lost that game. I mean, questionable foul call goes our way. Grant Williams, a couple of, that was the game he hit 22, 23 free throws, whatever it was. We turned that into a 4-point trip and somehow get that game to overtime and win it. So we'll see what happens as Tennessee takes the court for the first time since I'm moving past it. We're moving past today what happened.
The land basting in Lexington?
That's good. It's not good, but that's a good name for
it's very clever
for what happened up there. Come out and see
the
us, folks.
Romp.
We get it. That's enough. We're moving on.
A Calipari crushing.
Corner 16, folks. Come on out and see us. We're on the corner of Bob Kirby Road and Middlebrook, right across from the big food city out here. And the rain has held off nicely, as it often does. So you can come out here, get registered for the $25 copper card we're going to give away at the end of the show this afternoon. Bob Kirby and Middlebrook. We're set up in the bar area here. Brandon crushed that Rocky Top Hot Brown, which is,
Who crushes burn ends?
Well, that's my work. Thank you very much.
How many were there to begin with?
It was six or seven. Two left.
Is that Thunder Road sauce?
You're darn right it is. And it's, those are brisket burnt ends wrapped in bacon, covered in Thunder Road sauce with a side of whiskey barbecue sauce. That's what's going on there. That's what's going on there.
I had one. They were just as good as you would expect.
Phenomenal. You got to try one, dude. Yeah, just carve you off like a
so
hunk.
So that's bacon right there.
Yeah. Carve you off a hunk, man. Grab a knife. Saw off a little piece.
I need a...
Don't just touch them all. What are you doing?
Well, because I'm going to eat
both. Well, he's not used his fork yet, so...
I need Thunder Road sauce to dip them in, I feel like.
just try whatever that is.
I would slather Thunder Road sauce.
That's
all
fantastic.
Over it, socially acceptable.
Yeah, go ahead and it's so nice and tender. You can just use
cut it with a fork.
The edge of your fork there. Get that bacon loose. Oh man, look at that bacon. Oh man, here it goes. Bear giving you the play-by-play. Dips it in the sauce. We have a bite, ladies and gentlemen. He's chewing the tender, delicious brisket. Bear, what do you think?
Delicious.
Have you died and gone to brisket heaven right now? Are you in a...
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm... What Konzo call it? Tougher breed.
There you go. It's a snap and clear Tuesday, Butch Jones.
It's critical.
Can we ask you, are you over it?
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Are you okay?
You had a rough day yesterday, Russell.
No, I mean, it wasn't a good look for the brand.
I'm fine, man.
I apologize, I regret nothing.
I regret nothing. It's snap and clear Tuesday. What better way to get rid of the funk than to go out and absolutely bludgeon Vanderbilt, an awful Vanderbilt team? We'll find out a lot about this team tonight, in my opinion, man. I really do. I know people look at this and say, you know, it's... And I realize it doesn't register a blip, and a lot of people probably, you know, put us out of sight, out of mind after Saturday, and it's not going to be much of a blip on the national radar. But, you know, you look at this team since Saturday night, and they said all the right things after the game, which is no surprise. They said all the right things yesterday when Rick Barnes met with the media. And now it's a matter of going out and curb stomping an overmatched opponent. We all remember what happened last time up there. I mean, that was one of the more frustrating games of the season. So it's not like you can just roll it out. I mean, for whatever reason, it's a rivalry game. You look on paper, and this team really, there's no reason they should be 0-11 in conference play. They have nice players, man. The Chateau kid is
they
a potential.
Lost their best one.
Yeah, true.
And
but still,
tailspin.
They've got three really the Chateau kid is a potential lottery pick. Nesmith is a really nice guard, young player, but, I mean, he lit us up there. And Saban Lee has destroyed us twice now, once last year and then in the first game.
They got a kid named Saban, don't they?
Yeah. God, I mean, they've got three really nice players. And so I don't know why they haven't won a game yet. To me, that's coaching malpractice on Bryce Drew, and you kind of wonder what his future is there long term. But we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. Let's hope we don't have a repeat of that. If Vanderbilt comes in here and pushes us, and that's a game in the last couple of minutes, to me, that'll be a major red flag. I would expect this team to respond bigly. I would expect them to come out and lower the boom tonight. Just my opinion. Your thoughts?
I hope so. Like you said, if you don't see it, it's going to be cause for concern, at least for me, and I think a lot of folks kind of feel the same way if you don't come out and just absolutely run this team out of the gym.
I'm going to throttling. Just throttling.
What was the line, 18, 19?
And I think
I
think it opened at 19, and it might have dropped down to 18.5. I'll take a look, see what it is now. 17.5.
Former Vol Armani Moore is back in town. He's been playing overseas, and he is...
Where's he been, in Germany?
He's been all over the place. Germany, Poland, and I think this past year he played in New Zealand.
Oh, lucky dog.
So he has been traveling the globe.
Oh, Chisholm played in Australia. I wonder if it's in the same league. Chisholm played in Australia.
Well, we'll have a chance to ask him. He's going to join us here on the show at the top of your 4 o'clock hour. So be sure to tune in for that. Stay tuned for that. We're looking forward to catching up with Armani Moore. Always liked him as a player. The energy he brought to the floor, key part of that Sweet 16 run, Konzo's last year, and I believe he was a senior the Tindall year, which for a team that didn't accomplish much, that was actually kind of a fun year, the way they played and Tindall's personality and all that. So we'll catch up with Armani coming up here in just a little bit. A lot to get to. Rick Butler manning the controls back in your Fan Run studios today. He'll greet you as you call in at 865-546-8200 this afternoon. Again, we're live today at Corner 16. We'll be here till 6. Come on out, see us, folks. Get registered for the $25 copper card we're giving away. We've got $7 appetizers. I should have mentioned that. The burnt ends that we had, that's an $11 appetizer, but all appetizers, $7 in the bar, lounge, and patio area. And I was just out there on the patio. They've got it all blocked off and heated in there. It feels great out there. You can come hang with us in the bar.
I thought we were going to do it out there this time.
The $11 burnt ends, the $12 charcuterie tray, all $7. They do that Monday through Thursday here at Corner 16. So great savings. Come on in and enjoy that. We'll tell you about some of the other specials they've got when we continue next right here On The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. We got your Rocky Top report coming up next.
The Drive. This is The Drive.
All right, Rocky Top Report brought to you by our friends right here at Corner 16 this afternoon. Coming off their first loss in SEC play, fifth-ranked Tennessee back in action tonight. Look at a bounce back against in-state rival Vanderbilt. 7 o'clock tip-off at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena, televised by ESPN. You can also watch on the Watch ESPN app tonight. Vanderbilt just having a miserable season. Commodores 9-16 this year, 0-12 in the SEC. You hate to see it.
Well,
you hate to see it.
I looked at their schedule, and I really only see one possible win.
Really? They could put up an 0-18 this year?
Very possible.
They're going to beat somebody, man.
Six games, man. I mean, it's... Who did they got down to it?
I'll tell you who it's going to be.
Okay, so they have us tonight.
No, that's a loss for them.
At Alabama on Saturday.
Probably not a loss. Winning that one.
Florida at home.
It depends on which Florida shows up.
Yeah.
It's
winnable.
This is the one I thought was probably the most winnable, but it's on the road. At A&M.
They ain't winning in College Station.
It's a long trip.
Arkansas at home.
No.
And then at LSU.
Arkansas, which Arkansas team shows up. Yeah, I don't know, man. That would be
at what? They end the season at LSU?
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably ain't going to work out for them. Baseball today. Tennessee baseball game against Northern Kentucky's moved up to about 3 o'clock. So they have just started over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium trying to beat the rain this afternoon. And
I thought
they
could play in the rain. We just talked about that.
I think they can play. I mean, they'll, like, play through a sprinkle. But, I mean, I think if there's a downpour at some point, like, you know, it affects – I think they would stop. I don't know. That's a good question. We'll maybe get Vitello on and ask what it would take to stop a game.
Do they still use those aluminum bats?
Yeah, it's not –
they jacked up like they used to be.
No, they I think they've softened them up. Like when you hear it hit now, it doesn't give you that loud metallic ping that was kind of like the hallmark of the 90s and everything. It's a little, the sound is a little deader, but it doesn't sound like the crack, you know, of a wooden bat.
Yeah. I know the roommate that pitched Ole Miss. He said it was probably the most terrified he's ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Is it to throw one?
Throwing one to Todd Helton. 60 feet away from him with a aluminum bat.
Yeah, he said that it because it would come back like 60 miles an hour faster than you just
threw it. Good grief. Well, let's get to the phones here. 865-546-8200. Live today at Corner 16. And Willie, you heard him yesterday, Bear. He wants more Fulkerson, all Fulkerson, all the time. That's what Willie says.
No, not all the time. Just, I mean, when you've got that soft schedule there early in the season, get the guy more than 8 or 9 minutes a game. Get him ready for the late season stretch. So here we are. You know, he would be so – and guys, if y'all don't think he's any good, you're crazy. And if he would have been getting 15 to 18 minutes a game, think about how much more ready he would be.
I think he's pretty good. You know, it's interesting, Willie. I went back and listened to Barnes's press conference yesterday, and he talked about Fulkerson and said that he's still not the player that he was before the injury as a freshman. He said that game at North Carolina, remember we blew the big lead, he said Fulkerson was the best player on the court that game, which I thought was an interesting comment. But
he was playing really good back before he what game was it where he got hurt?
Like Tennessee Tech or something. Yeah, it was a really bad
spill.
Well, guys, what a lot of people don't realize, he had a severely dislocated elbow.
Yep,
and on the other arm, he had a broken wrist. So on one play, had two major injuries. And then after that, he tore his labrum.
That's 2 years ago, though, Willie. Shouldn't he be kind of past that right now? Do you think it's a mental hang-up?
I mean, there were three injuries.
And you're exactly right, Dovey. I agree with you. I think he's past it physically, but now he needs minutes. And Barnes is not giving him any. And I think Barnes has backed himself into a corner with the lack of minutes between him and Derek Walker. You know, and I know a lot of people are calling on him to burn DJ Burns' red shirt year. But if he burns it, he's not going to give him any minutes if he follows the same M.O.
We talking about Burns?
Yeah. Burns' red shirt. Yeah, that's what Basilio's been on today. But like I said,
he's out of shape.
You're stupid if you burn his red shirt and you're not going to play him any minutes. So anyway, let's move on to Butchie Boy. He's a gift that keeps on giving, isn't he?
It's critical.
Did you hear his latest?
No. Butch Jones? What's Did they let him talk?
No. Well, he went up there to Maryland thinking he was going to be the offensive coordinator and play caller. And I think they asked him if he brought the mail in when he came.
Did you get Coach Loxley's car washed, Butch?
Hey, and evidently Butchie Boy tucked his little weenie between his legs.
Oh,
and went back to Tuscaloosa and got on a Knicks a tit, and they're not even giving him a position coach. He's not even going to be a position coach at Alabama. He's going to have the same job he had last year, making $35,000 a year and sticking it to Tennessee for the remaining, what, $2.4 million or whatever they owe him this year?
Well, they've got to – he was offered a job at Maryland, if I'm not mistaken, and they'll subtract out what Maryland offered him, which I think was
around. No, they won't either. No, they won't, because Maryland's not paying him. Unless he's getting a paycheck for somebody, that does not come off UT's tab.
Willie, it does, because there's language in his contract.
No, it doesn't. That said,
Willie, listen to me. He turned Maryland down. There's language in his contract that if he's offered a job like that, he can't just turn it down. It's standard, like, what do they call it?
I don't believe that, Bear. Now, you might be right, but I don't believe that.
But here's the thing. Even if Bear is right, that seems like that's going to be a hard thing to prove, that there was an offer on the table. You know, if I'm Loxley,
I'd say the lawyers would get it figured out.
Well, but if you're Mike Loxley in Maryland and Tennessee's lawyers come, you know, I'd tell them to kick rocks. If I'm in their shoes,
if I was Maryland, I'd just say a stray dog turned up on my porch.
Willie,
I didn't have any scraps for him.
Willie, you're terrible, man. You actually have me feeling sorry for Butch Jones right now.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
So, Willie.
What else? What do y'all think is going to happen tonight?
I think we're going to beat the crap out of them.
Hey, it's time to get some men. We're going to have a backup post player if we're going to have a Lady Vol showing up as our starting center.
Willie, you can't come in here and, you know, I mean,
get wet.
It's sexist. It's, I mean, we probably should have flushed you when you said, you know, on Saban, you know, whatever you said there. But it's just really in poor taste. All right?
All right.
It's just really in poor taste. So I'm sorry. We have to say goodbye to you.
Bye-bye.
865-546-8200. I mean, Willie, just in rare form this afternoon, all over the place right there. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, Butch Jones. I guess he's just going to sit there and be an intern again next year. Would you rather be an intern at Alabama than tight ends coach or whatever the offer was allegedly at Maryland? And here's
I think he turned down, but he went back to Tuscaloosa because all those guys started leaving. And I really thought he was going to have an on-the-field coaching position at Bama.
What do you think the – because we're thinking it was tight ends coach, right, that he was offered by Maryland, allegedly?
Yeah.
What do you think that job would have paid?
$200,000 to $300,000.
Oh no, I think they were talking the number I'd heard. We talked about it on the show, man. It was like in that, because they were going to get him cheap.
Yeah.
Because of the Tennessee thing, and it was, I thought we were talking like somewhere in the like $500,000 to $600,000 range.
That ain't cheap for a tight ends coach.
Compared to what everybody, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the money's gotten ridiculous now.
But they're
paying that moron Todd Grantham like $2 million. Can you believe that?
You know, I wouldn't say that Tennessee goes cheap at all, right? And
no,
our lowest paid assistant was making $250 last year. So, I mean, like, if that's the baseline, if I were Maryland, I would have said, all right, we're going to pay you like $180,000 to coach tight ends, knowing that the rest is, you know, he's still getting paid by Tennessee. So, whatever. Like, even if the offer were $300,000 or $400,000, he was, what, $4 million a year in buyout money? So you're still paying him over $3 million a year. I mean, it's mitigated to some extent, but not a lot, relatively speaking.
The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
It's all about the process. This is The Drive. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
Who's got to step it up tonight for the Vols? Who's got to step up tonight? I think what Willie was trying to say, although he said it in a maybe heavy-handed way, was that Kyle Alexander needs to step up. I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, that would be – Kyle needs to have a good game. He hadn't had one in about 3 weeks. He's been in a slump. His slump has been worse than Admirals. You know, we were all worried about Admiral, and in the meantime, we didn't notice that while Kyle's evil twin had showed up. Yeah.
Well, my expectations were for Alexander. It's so different, right? From, like, I mean, it'd be nice if he goes out there and scores 12 to 15 points a game, but I don't necessarily have to have that. It's defense, man. It's shot blocking and rebounding, really, is what you want out of him. And if he gets you, you know, 5 to 10 points, that's great. Like, that's all I'm looking out for out of him.
Would you consider moving him to the bench, bringing him off the bench?
Who?
Kyle.
No.
No, he's our center, man.
You can't.
And just playing the small lineup with Admiral, Grant, and then Bowden, the three guards. I mean, I do think that's our best lineup from an offensive standpoint. Like,
I don't know. Just try something. I mean, like you said, he's been in a slump for a while. And you don't need him to score 10 to 15. You just – I don't know. He's just not been the Kyle that he was earlier in the season.
I'm going to go with Admiral Schofield. I still think he is in a little bit of a slump. That three ball is just not falling the way we know he can shoot it. And above and beyond that, he's our team's kind of emotional leader. And we need that energy that he can bring. So, and I don't think he's playing terribly. I don't think any of our guys are playing terribly right now. Bowden and Turner had off night shooting the ball the other night, but I mean that's an anomaly, right? I mean, those guys, they're playing well. So I would like to see Admiral. You know, I just want to see the Admiral we saw the last 10 games last year and the first 10 games this year. The Admiral who was an unstoppable force and the unquestioned heart and soul of this basketball team. I'd like to see that guy back, mostly. So you're going Kyle Alexander,
yeah,
Admiral, Brandon. Is this my Diet Coke right here? I'm just gonna take
pretty
this.
Sure. Yeah, pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I want to change mine.
Wow, can you do that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Jordan Bowden.
Then I'll go Kyle.
Is that who you were going to go?
Yeah.
Bowden.
Yeah, well, no.
The Hornet?
I was thinking about going Kyle anyway. I was just going to try to give a different answer from you, but.
Telling you, man, Bowden's the one that stirs the drink when we start frothing at the mouth.
All right, Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question. Who's got to step up for Tennessee tonight to have success? Let's get Travis in here next, making Titans Bill noises over here. Travis, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, sir.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, Travis, going well. Thanks, man.
Hey, man. First of all, I thought that was a great call by Willie. And I was going to ask you, Russell, I heard it brought up several times yesterday about did we think, you know, Kentucky had better athletes than us? And I never did hear your answer. I was curious what your opinion was on that.
Yeah, I think Kentucky has better athletes than us. I think probably a lot of teams have better athletes than us. LSU this weekend is going to have better athletes than us. Heck, Vanderbilt between Chateau and Saban Lee, they might have like, athleticism is not really our strength, in my opinion. I don't think we have a bunch of stiffs out there, but, like, our strength is we're a veteran group that just really knows how to play, right? Positionally aware on defense, do the little things well, set the screens right, fundamentally sound shooting, dribbling the basketball, like all that stuff. Like, to me, that's our strength. We're not a team that just rolls it out there and, you know, jumps over you.
Well, I agree with that 100%, but is that not kind of – I mean, Jamie's been trying to tell us that for 2 or 3 years, hasn't he? I mean, I've heard everybody roast Jamie for his recruiting takes. I mean, do you not think recruiting showed up Saturday?
Well, yeah. I mean, Kentucky's been recruiting better than anybody in college basketball, aside from Duke, the past 10 years since Calipari's been there. So, I mean, but it shouldn't be a surprise, right? I mean, we knew that going in.
Well, I just heard everybody give Jamie a lot of flack for criticizing Barnes' recruiting and not be able to get a 5-star, and then I think we saw what the difference is in 5-stars and 3-stars. I mean, I think Rick's done a fantastic job of coaching these guys up, but, I mean, you're just outgunned.
So we're back to this now. Recruiting, Barnes can't recruit. This is we're going back here, really?
Well, no, but, I mean, I've tried to be more positive the last 2 or 3 times I've called, and you've roasted me, so I just thought I would just get your take on it. I mean, you've killed Jamie over recruiting for years, and then we go say Kentucky's got better athletes than us. So, I mean, which one is it?
Well, they have better athletes than us, but that's not what lost us the game. I mean, when we talked about this yesterday, right, on the hot question, it was what was the biggest reason? We had like 4 reasons that we lost. Athleticism was not one of them. Like, I don't even think that's top. I don't think they just had better players than us. I thought they played harder than us. They rebounded better. They made open shots. We got a rough whistle the other night. Like, I think all of those things were a much bigger, like, I don't know. I mean, am I wrong? Is there anything that happens again in the Kentucky game where like, oh man, nothing you can do about that? That's just a better player.
Well, no, but I was just trying to play devil's advocate with you for a little bit. See what you thought. You kind of give Jamie a hard time about it. And I thought I'd get your
point. Travis, what are you, Jamie's agent here? I mean, how many times are you going to go to that? Well, we get it. Like, I'm not rescinding any criticism of Jamie. He's a known dullard. He's been proven wrong here. The Barnes can't recruit, the Stargazers, the Barnes Bashers, dullards, all of them.
Travis is getting at is that the past few times he's called, you've kind of been a jerk to him. And well, I mean, let's face it, Russ, you acted completely irrational yesterday for most of
the night. Don't start again. I'm negative and I'm critical. I get roasted. I call in and try to be positive. I get roasted. But I get out here with
stop,
this.
Travis. Come on.
The man's telling the truth, Russ.
I thought that was your finest hour, and I'm glad somebody's there to right the ship while everybody else was there.
Oh, please, wow. Travis. You just got hung up.
I believe that. That's fine. That's fine. I mean, he's wrong. You know, if you want to side with the Barnes Bashers, that's fine. I will sit over here and get behind our 5th-ranked basketball team that just spent a month on top of the college basketball world. That's where I'm going to be.
Support these boys.
That's where I'm going to be.
24 hours after you called our best player.
Listen, man. Again, if you want to disagree with me, that's fine. But disagree on the merits of what I said. Don't just make stuff up. If you want to,
floated it out there.
I asked the question, is Grant Williams soft? If you want to say no, that's ridiculous. He's the defending SEC player of the year. He's 240 pounds. He's strong. He played hurt last year. That's fine.
It was ridiculous for you to even float that. I feel like you kind of knew what you're doing. You're planting a seed. I've been friends with you for a long time, bro. I know your MO. Okay. How you operate.
Okay.
The cerebral assassin.
Well, I don't want to hear anything about me gaslighting anybody after yesterday, after I evidently came off the top rope on Grant Williams, maybe one of my favorite players of all time. Don't want to hear that false narrative. Let's get Jamie in here next, whose ears must have been burning.
Fuck you, I'm an apology.
Jamie, you're on the Drive Fan Run Radio live this afternoon at Corner 16. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Good afternoon, fellas. How we doing?
Hey, doing all right, man.
Russ, you're just not having a good couple of days here, brother.
Oh, God.
You might need to go see Disney World again.
What?
Russ, I'll say this about the back. I think that it was a complete insult to what we've accomplished this year to drop us all the way to number five. But that's typical of the national media. You know, this year you can't take anything away from what they've done. But one, you know, during all the winning, I tell you one thing that's bothered me about Barnes. It's you know, he's a great developer of talent. There's no denying that. You know, the guys that we've got on the team weren't top 100, and here we are number one for 4 weeks. You can't do that without developing players. Here's the one thing that bothers me. He's more concerned about opposing coaches and what they'll think when we're up by a lot at the end of the game instead of emptying the bench for the guys that worked their ass off, you know, to get the starting rotation ready to play every 3 or 4 days. He's more interested in appeasing an opposing coach, the enemy, than to let these guys get out on the floor and let the fans, you know, see the guys that come out and work hard every day. And correct me if I'm wrong, Russ and Bear and Brandon, isn't that what happened to Kyle Alexander at the end of the game one last year in the tournament? Didn't he get hurt and milk the clock time?
Yeah, but I don't know that that's fair on Barnes.
That was a close game.
Because they have to – because of the way the new formulas and all that weird net thing set up, you have to win by 12. Or it basically doesn't really do you any good.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing the computer.
Well, I want to get your take on that. What do you think about that? I mean, personally, you say last week, Russ, you know, the guy can stand up there naked and flick boogers on you because you're number one. Well, let's take our orange glasses off and set them down. Not too far away. We'll get them back on in a second. What do you personally think about that as a policy as a coach? I mean, who are you? You know, for me, I play my players. I play my guys that work the butt off. I couldn't care less if an opposing head coach is offended. I tell you what, if I was an opposing head coach, I'd be more offended if you're up by 20 and you're leaving your starting rotation on the floor.
I'm with Barrett here, Jamie. I think that Barnes saying, you know, I think that's just him being political, saying that he has too much respect for the opposing coach. I think he's playing against the computer because he knows that margin of victory is a big component, and he's playing for one seed this year. And if you go back and look at his pat, this is the only year he's done that. He used to empty the bench last year. I mean, you can go back and look at a number of games that we won big where we had – all the walk-ons in it. Brad Woodson played a lot last year, the Campbell kid from CAK. Like, all those guys got in last year. He's not doing it this year, and the only thing that I can think of is that he's playing for the margin of victory component in the computer systems.
Well, that's legitimate, Russ, and if that's the case, why not just say it? Because, it's you know, that's out there. You know, don't pee down our legs and tell us it's raining, Rick.
That's fair.
I don't understand that. I mean, but what, you know, if that's the case, I didn't notice it too much last year, so I'll acquiesce to you on that. It just irks me. I've always thought that the guys that come out there and bust their ass in practice, when you're up by 20, that's their time to get out there on the floor and let the fans see who, you know, who the other guys are that are may not be as talented as the first rotation, but are, you know, work as hard in practice to get them ready to be number one in the country. But anyway, good call by Travis. I definitely appreciate the support. Guys, I'll get out of the way. I know we're up against it. I want to ask y'all's opinion on Terry Fair being let go. I know he was a fan favorite. He was one of my favorites that Pruitt hired right off the bat. And I thought he was actually a pretty good DB coach, you know, at Colorado State. I don't know. I thought he was going to be able to – I really am surprised that he's not continuing his career at Tennessee. I really was hoping to see him be one who kind of stayed here, you know, like a John Chavis, somebody who, you know, spent his career here, maybe even become a defensive coordinator down the road or whatever. Let me get y'all's opinion. Y'all hang in there.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. I think the Terry Fair thing is definitely a bit odd. I think it was just a situation where, you know, it's been, I think he said this, or it's been reported that, you know, he was offered basically a demotion to an off the field role, a quality control role, where, you know, why he's got a 2-year contract. So I think for Terry, it just came down to why would you want to step back,
right,
and do a quality control job basically for the same, you know, why do you want to do that work if you're going to get paid anyway? So he's still getting paid his next year's salary, I believe, and he can start looking for another position, and he'll have some options. So I'm with you. I mean, obviously I hate to see him go. Hopefully the new staff is more to Pruitt's liking, because at the end of the day, I think that we just want this place to win, and
right,
he needs to have his guys he's comfortable with. It's like, okay, you know, we gave you your honeymoon year, got your brains beat out by Vanderbilt, whatever. Now you've got your staff. We got you one of the best offensive coordinators in the game. We gave you $1 million to go hire your dude from the Raiders and a 3-year deal, you know.
Right.
We have one of the highest paid staffs in the country. You've had your transitional year behind you. Go win games. I mean, he's been given everything he could possibly ask for here at Tennessee. He has a great staff, support staff, facilities, booster, it's total alignment, athletics director who is hell-bent on winning at the highest level. He's given everything he's asked for. Now it's time to go win. We'll see what you got. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio, Corner 16, where we are this afternoon. We'll be right back.
The Drive.
Don't let me down, Tennessee. Don't let me down. Don't be Vanderbilt's first W in SEC play tonight. I don't know. Do you think I was unhinged yesterday? Do you think I was unhinged on voluntary reaction after the game?
We lose tonight, I'm not showing up. I'm taking tomorrow off, man. I'll go ahead and tell you.
No, I'll be here. I'll burn it down. I will burn it down if we lose tonight. As a matter of fact, I might show up on voluntary reaction, a hostile taker. I might run in there with Reed.
Who's doing it tonight?
John Reed and somebody else.
Huh.
How's that burger, T-Carp? I mean, that was a full burger like 2 minutes ago, and he's about to put the finishing touches on it.
Good Lord.
T-Carp did something that
he's a minimalist when it comes to the burger.
Something that I'm questioning.
Yeah?
Mixing the mayonnaise and the ketchup.
That's the way you do it.
You mix the mayo and the ketchup?
And then dip the fries and the burger.
Oh, wow. I'm a burger dip.
That must be a Blount County thing, man. I don't know about that. Mixing the mayo and the ketchup, right? He's a minimalist too, man. Like, there's no lettuce or tomato or cheese or anything on that thing. Are you on? Is that like some kind of Atkins thing, or are you like Rick Butler? You don't eat your green veggies. Got to eat your green veggies. Fan Run Radio live this afternoon, Corner 16. Yeah, come on out. We got to get. We've got Sean's here. T-Carp, we got to get you all to put your name in the box here for the $25 copper card. Get ready for Tennessee and Vanderbilt tonight down at Thompson Bowling. Kentucky play. Who does Kentucky? Missouri. Kentucky's in Missouri tonight.
Yep, they going to travel to the con zone.
Oh man, how sweet would it be to see?
No, don't even.
No.
No, it's best if you just don't even think about it. There's no chance. No chance. No chance in hell. No
chance.
No.
be fun, though.
You don't just waltz into wherever it is that Missouri plays their home games and stroll out with a W, Brandon. They're going to have dozens and dozens of fans in there. Did you guys hear the audio? Did you guys hear the audio of Konjo just going ballistic on the sideline in their game over the weekend? They're playing at Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
And I guess there's just so few people in the building that you can hear Konjo screaming, "Hands! Hands!" And, like, they have a good position, so he's doing it, "Hands! Hands!" He's screaming.
Right.
And then, like, they create a turnover, and he starts, like, his voice starts, like this Tarzan-like scream. It was startling. It was absolutely startling. I'm pulling for Konjo tonight.
I mean, yeah, we all are, but there's no chance.
Vol Nation is behind you, Konjo. Do it for us. Do us a solid, Zoe, like we did for you.
If Missouri beats Kentucky, I'll pick something. I'll do it. I am that confident. There's no chance.
Really?
Yeah. No chance.
Pick something.
None.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like anything.
I'll eat. I'll eat a whole jalapeno.
Oh, like Boss Man did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Raw.
Fine.
Yeah. If Missouri wins.
If Missouri wins, he'll eat a whole jalapeno.
I mean, why not make it interesting? Let's go with a jalapeno.
That's pretty interesting.
Or a ghost.
Whole jalapeno.
Right. I'll do a habanero. Yeah. No, I'm not doing a ghost. That's just stupid.
You've got
There's
this
no
down.
There's no chance.
You've got this down, Rick Butler.
Habanero.
We'll make it interesting.
You going to let me pick it out for you?
No.
Hey, you just bring it in. You can just bring it in tomorrow.
Me?
If Missouri wins.
I'm bringing it in.
What are they, about a 15-point underdog? Because they're playing at home. Speaking of Konjo Martin, we'll be talking to one of the guys he recruited here, Armani Moore, who came to Tennessee, I believe, Konjo's first year. I might have to go back and do the research real quick.
Yeah, it would have been his first year because he was here for four.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
Who? Armani?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
and he didn't redshirt that I remember.
All 3 years under Konjo and then
senior
year under Donnie. He did not play the first year under Barnes, right? Right?
No.
Did he? Maybe.
No, because that was Hubs last year.
Okay.
We're not talking about Bobby Hubs.
Well, I know, but Hubs was one of the few.
He was the only like holdover.
Yeah, from Konjo.
Yeah, it's just because he was hurt all the time.
All right, so Armani's going to join us here hopefully in about 5 minutes on the show. He's in town for the game tonight, so look forward to catching up with him. If you want to jump in line, 865-546-8200 is your phone number. It is Corner 16 where we are this afternoon. Take advantage of the late night brew and bite. You can get a burger, side of fries, and a beer for $10, 9 p.m. to close, 7 nights a week here at Corner 16. That's right, a burger, fries, and one of their draft beers from the Smoky Mountain Brewery, Craft Brewery, here at Corner 16, only $10. That's a fantastic deal. 7 nights a week, and it's 9 p.m. to close. So if you're watching the game here tonight, when it's over, it'll be ending about 9. You can stay here and listen to Volunteer Your Action with John Reed and enjoy a burger, fries, and beer for only $10.
Did you get that drink yet? I think you need to get one before we get our money on.
It's a lot of sugar, man. It's a lot of sugar, and that's all I'm saying. But the phosphates are fantastic here, too. We'll talk more about that. Hour number two of The Drive coming up. Fox Sports Knoxville live today at Corner 16. Stay with us. The Drive.